I can't believe that Springfield Regional Opera is about to start their 37th season, but it's the truth. It goes all the way back to 1980. And here to talk about it are the artistic director and the music director-conductor, Michael Spires and Christopher Cook. And you've got a big major opera as your opening for the 2017-2018 season. Something I never really thought I'd see Springfield attempt to do, actually.
Exactly. And that was kind of my understanding and the realization that if people really need to know that big opera is here, we should do it. And we started Christopher and I were talking about the possibilities of certain pieces, and then we found the right singers. And I said, we've got to do Verdi's Otello. And Christopher said, we can do it. We can find the orchestra. We can get it all together, and it's going to be something spectacular that Springfield's never heard.
Yeah, we're so excited about this, not only because it's an amazing piece and a truly one of the masterworks of the opera genre, but it's also we're on the path to bring a second staged opera back to Springfield. And this is sort of the intermediate step in that direction for us.
It's taken a while.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because the hard thing about opera is that it's a community effort, and it really takes chorus, orchestra, big amounts of people on the board.
And it's expensive.
Exactly. It's the most expensive thing. And the interesting thing is that there's a divide in the arts world, because opera is still considered this it's got a big wall because it's so massive of a production to put on, and you have to have so many working parts because, for instance, on this piece, we're having, what, about over 300 people on stage trying to come together to make this opera happen. And that's the exciting part, but that's also the difficult part about the logistics.
Well, speaking of logistics, how did the idea come about to do it as a semi-stage concert version?
One of the reasons is because to do an opera of this magnitude,
it's a huge piece, obviously.
Sets and things like that, it doesn't really make sense unless you have a substantial coffer in your pockets.
Mm-hmm.
and possibilities. We do have an amazing place, the 180K Hammonds, would be perfect for operas. But to do a full-scale opera on this level, it's just completely out of the question for the next couple of years. But that's our goal, and that's our big thing.
A lot of times people forget that opera was the original blockbuster entertainment.
Oh, yes.
It was the most spectacular thing you could see. And it still is. Mm-hmm. It's just – it does it without all the technology.
Yeah.
But that means it's incredibly complex and difficult. And an opera like, as Michael's saying, Otello would be very difficult to stage. But the music, while difficult too, is something that we're really looking forward to bringing to Springfield.
Well, the reason I said I never thought I'd see an Otello on the Springfield stage is the difficulty of finding – most of all, the title role, a tenor to fill the title role vocally.
Absolutely, and that's one of the difficult things, and that we're one of the only two places now this season in all of North America are actually putting on Otello, and we're one of them. And it's because we actually have the voice for it. Lemmy Pulliam from Kennett, Missouri, is one of the greatest voices I literally have ever heard in my life. And he's just come back to singing after a long hiatus, but it's amazing. And I think people will just – I know we're going to hear some audible gasps of – I didn't know that's possible to come out of a voice like that, you know, and that's how I was when I first heard him live. I said, oh, my Lord. I mean, I made me cry in the auditions. And I mean, he's really – he's an incredible musician. And the greatest thing about this – our entire cast is all locals. They're all from Missouri, and they're some of the best people that I can imagine for these parts. And that's why I'm so proud. This is a local product, but we're putting on one of these grand scale pieces of art. And people should be proud and come out and support our local arts.
Well, you talked about Lemmy. What about the rest of the cast?
Well, we have Todd Payne, who is a fantastic baritone and also a professor at MSU. And we have Jennifer Forney, who is from the area as well. She was heard in Le Nozze di Figaro, and she is our wonderful Desdemona. And Todd is our Iago. Our other cast are all people from the area. Brandon Russell is from the area, but he's now in Cincinnati, and he's coming back for his debut with the Springfield Regional Opera. Mm-hmm. So he's very happy about that. Fantastic tenor that I think you're going to hear a lot of great things. So we have so much local talent, and the great thing is that many of these people are just in the infancy of their international careers. And so if you want to come hear some incredible music and really, I mean, world-class voices, we actually have them right here, and they will be on stage for you to hear on Saturday, and it's just a hair-raising experience hearing them sing.
as a semi-stage concert version, the orchestra is on the stage. Right. So you've got – just how large are we talking?
It's close to 90 in the orchestra.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's one of those –
And that's what Verdi requires.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So for example, this opera calls for mostly doubled winds, four bassoons, percussion instruments with names like thunder and cannon. So it's fantastic what he does, just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
This, of course, is Arrigo Boito's almost word-for-word transcription into Italian of Shakespeare's Othello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an incredible piece. And the reason that Verdi wrote his Othello was because of Rossini's Othello that came before it, 50 years before, which was the greatest masterpiece. And everybody was so excited about it. And Verdi grew up hearing this music and wanting to compose it, but he didn't want to do it an injustice. And that's why Verdi spent 10 years nearly.
But he came out of retirement. He wrote Othello, and he wrote his final masterpiece, Falstaff. And it's I think,
another
ironic.
Shakespearean project,
right.
Of course.
That, you know, one of the greatest of all opera composers and certainly one of the greatest of all Italian opera composers have given us our greatest English language-based operas, which are very – or English literature-based.
Yeah. One point we need to make, there is only one performance.
Yes. Saturday, October 7th. 180 K. Hammonds.
At 8 p.m. at Hammonds Hall. Tickets are $27 and $37. They are available through the Missouri State Tix phone number 836-7678 or at MissouriStateTix.com. If you'd like information about the production or about what else SRO is doing this season, call their office at 863-1960 or visit sropera.org. And just be assured you'll be in for a thrill a minute, actually, through this production of Verdi's Othello, one night only, Saturday night the 7th at Hammonds Hall. Now, the recordings that you have out, how are they available to people?
You can reach them from iTunes or Spotify or Amazon. And the recordings that came out last year, I had a very obscure opera from Giovanni Meyer called Medea in Corinto, an amazing, amazing piece. And that one's on DVD and CD. Then there's Lobgesang from Mendelssohn, one of the greatest pieces that I've ever gotten to record, because it was recorded with Sir John Elliott Gardner and the LSO with their label, the LSO Live. And that just came out, and it was just a dream to do. Also with Decca, it was Stabat Mater, Dvorak's Stabat Mater. And that was particularly an incredible piece because the late Jiří Bielovicek, he was the conductor for decades for the Prague Philharmonic, and this was his last project that he ever did.
He just passed away
a few months ago, yeah. And it was such a moving experience to be able to work with him and his last major recording of Dvorak in Prague with the Prague Philharmonic, and me being one of the soloists. I mean, I'm truly living a bizarre dream, because this is everything that I wanted to do. And now to be able to put out this operatta recording of things only composed specific for Dupré, and to put three pieces of music that no one's ever heard ever since they were premiered 180 years ago. It's so exciting because there's still so much good music to be found and new things to explore and new repertoire for audiences to find out. And yeah, I'm truly living the dream, and it's bizarre coming from, like I say, coming from a town, Mansfield, Missouri, just down the road from Springfield, and hoping and dreaming to fly outside of the United States someday. Now I live around the world all the time.
Now you dream about getting back here.
Exactly. See, isn't it always something?
So yes, thanks again to Christopher Cook, who is the music director of not only Springfield Regional Opera, but also the Springfield Drury Civic Orchestra, many of whom are going to be part of the opera orchestra, and SRO's artistic director. And you've sung the Rossini Othello, have you?
Yes,
not?
Yes, I've recorded it as
you
well.
You recorded it as
with
well.
With my brother.
That's right.
As well. I'm just thrilled for people to understand what opera is. And when you see it in this kind of a medium and in this kind of a piece, there's no getting around that live music will never go away. And it's like seeing some kind of a movie unfold in front of you. And you just can't get that anywhere else when you have so many people coming together to create a great piece of art. I'm just excited for the Ozarks.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, absolutely.
Glad to have you here.